USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democratic leaders will be announcing articles of impeachment against President Trump this morning. The Democrats accusing Trump of abusing the power of his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Republicans say the same thing President Trump says. The inquiry is a sham.
Where's the impeachable offense? Why are we here?
That's the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins. The leader of the Border Patrol says apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border are down for the sixth straight month, saying that just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended in November. That's down by more than 100,000 since May. The U.S. Supreme Court's declining to hear an appeal to a strict abortion law in Kentucky that requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who want abortions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
The Justice Department's Inspector General finds there was no bias when the Russia investigation was launched, but the report still says there was plenty of misconduct by some FBI agents. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete, the IG Michael Horowitz finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page." He's the former Trump campaign advisor, surveilled by the FBI back in 2016.
President Trump will be attending Saturday's annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. It'll be the president's third time attending the game. He did so as president-elect in 2016 and again in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact-checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell Fresh Express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes, Fresh Express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says 8 infections have been reported in at least 3 states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer, but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.